This is Aaron Gulbranson at 7:06 a.m. on a lovely Wednesday. I think we're having a great time here. You can check us out on TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. Michael will be back on Monday, and you are stuck with me for the rest of the week. We have Crom Carmichael in the studio, and also just joining us is, I can't think of an adjective that could properly describe you. I think eminent and wonderful are certainly there, but the famous Dr. Carol Swain is here. She, for those of you who don't know, she served in, I mean, you have such a long resume. I don't even know where to start here. I mean, you've worked with Ben Carson. You're an award-winning political scientist and professor. So thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. We appreciate you. And
well, thank you. If you were a leftist, you would call me the controversial Carol Swain.
That's a compliment from the left, though.
I know. I've caused them many sleepless nights.
That is a badge of honor in this day and age, is to cause the left a lot of sleepless nights. I hope to achieve that, you know, 10% of the sleepless nights that you have. You've got an event coming up that we want to promote. I believe it's from 4 to 5 on June 26th at Harpeth Christian Church in partnership with Renew Ministries, right?
Yes, and it's we're going to talk primarily about a book that I published for them last September called Countercultural Living: What Jesus Has to Say About Life, Marriage, Race and Ethnicity, Gender and Materialism. And it's a very short book. In fact, it was meant, you know, to be given to people who are struggling with the culture, countercultural living. And if you don't know this, as a Christian, we're not supposed to be flowing with the culture. We're supposed to be standing out because we're sort of in the position of the Israelites in ancient Babylon. And so these issues about life, I mean, we had this impending Supreme Court case on abortion where the Department of Homeland Security, they're warning us that the nation is being torn apart. They didn't add that it would be by Democrat supporters, but they're issuing all these warnings. And when it comes to marriage, I mean, you know, there's all sorts of things now, and we know that the Supreme Court has approved gay marriages. We have the race and ethnicity, CRT, all of these things going on. We have gender, with some people saying that there are 64 genders. And then materialism. Is materialism just about money, or does it include other things? Those are some of the issues that I cover in the short book. And I use my life sort of as a illustration of how not to do life. But not always. Like, I was, like most people in the world, I got saved. Like most people in the world, I have messed up a lot of times. And I got saved in my 40s. And so I did a lot of living. Okay. And so I can really speak with authority to these issues.
Hey, listen, there's only one perfect person ever walked the face of the earth, and that's Jesus Christ, right? So, I believe, again, if I'm screwing this up, forgive me, but it's June 26th at Harpeth Christian Church, which I believe their website is harpethcc.org, from 4 to 5. But you can just Google it, Harpeth Christian Church. They have registration. It's free, I believe.
It is free.
And it's a heck of a time. They have eminent speakers, not quite to the level of Dr. Swain, but pretty darn close every 3 months or so. So that's a good thing that they do. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but I went on a soliloquy about an hour or so ago. Did you know that June, other than the obvious so-called month it is, right, is National Cancer Survivor
Month? No, but I mean, that's what we should be talking about.
Yeah.
And did you know that my book, Be the People, A Call to Reclaim America's Faith and Promise, was written pretty much in reaction to the changes that were taking place after President Obama's first year? And so I think June 2009 was when I realized I had to write a book about what was happening to our nation, and that we needed to stand up and reclaim it.
Well, we're going to have a much lengthier discussion on this topic. Right up next, we do have Corey DeLangelis, which is going to be a heck of a conversation. We got Dr. Carol Swain, we got Crom Carmichael, and we've got Corey DeAngelis of the Reason Foundation Cato Institute, expert on school choice. This is Aaron Goldberg, and for Michael Patrick Leahy, we will see you after the break.